Good morning. It's 8:16, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. This morning, I'm joined by local author Debbie Miller. Debbie, welcome to the morning interview.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Thanks for coming in. And you gave us a copy of your latest book that we're here to talk about this morning, which is called Glaciers Are Alive. Can you tell us a little bit about this book and when is it being released? Is it released? Give us a snapshot.
It was just released last month in May, and very excited. You know, there was a bit of a delay because of the COVID, and the publishers sort of slowed down on producing books. This is the 12th children's book that I've collaborated with John Van Zyl, who's an Alaska artist and lives up in Eagle River.
Okay.
And so this was a kind of a special one that we got. Well, he's getting up in years now. He's about 80 years old.
Wow.
But he's still painting every day.
Okay.
So I feel very lucky to have had this collaboration that we've had for 30 years.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. How long does this go back for 30 years? How did you first meet with John?
First met him through a gallery in Fairbanks where I was living at that time, and that would have been about 30 years ago. I walked into the gallery and I saw this beautiful artwork that he had done, and the owner said, "Oh, you should consider him for an artist for my first book, which was A Caribou Journey."
Okay.
And so I sent him the manuscript, and he really liked it. But the trick was, would a publisher like his artwork? In this case, they did. They thought he was a perfect match for my words.
Uh-huh.
And so he was contracted, and that was the first one in 1994.
Okay.
And, you know, since then, we've just, every couple of years, we've done another book about Alaska's wildlife, landscapes, environment, the Great Serum Race, a book about the historic race to Nome when people tried to save the lives of the kids that were getting diphtheria.
Oh, right,
and
right.
Adults. Yeah.
Balto the dog.
Yes, Balto the dog.
Yeah.
Although we kind of resurrected Togo, which Togo was a dog that was not as well known and ran a lot farther than Balto. And
all right.
Togo sort of got his justice, you
awesome.
Know, in the Great Serum Race.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on 12 books. That is quite a feat.
Well, thank you.
So when you have an idea for a book and you're collaborating with John, how far, you know, for like this book with Glaciers Are Alive, you think, okay, this is the next book I want to do. And then like how long ago was that in time?
Well, first off, I did a lot of research on Tidewater glaciers, and I spent 5 years up in Prince William Sound exploring the fjords, and it was a project with the Forest Service.
Okay.
I was an artist in residence, so I got to visit, I think, 17 different Tidewater glaciers and learn about the habitat and all the wildlife around those glaciers. Did a lot of journaling, mm-hmm. camped in different locations, you know, by boat, by kayak. Wonderful experience to mm-hmm. learn about that world. Also Glacier Bay National Park and Kenai Fjords. So
okay.
I've been around a lot of Tidewater glaciers and love the environment. It's very dramatic, you know, always changing with the ice calving into the fjords and then all these animals mm-hmm. that are connected to that glacial world. So I wrote an adult book, A Wild Promise, about Prince William Sound. And that was based on 5 years of doing that research. And then that was in 2018. And I thought, you know, kids really need a good book on what is a tidewater glacier.
Yeah.
And how does the glacier form?
Yeah.
How does it carve out the, you know, the valleys and these mountains and what life does it support?
Yeah.
So then I went step two is to create this book for children ages 5 to 8.
Okay.
But you could go younger or older. Kids are very inquisitive and
very much.
And there's a lot of science information in the book. So even for older readers, they might have fun with it, even though it's a picture book.
Yeah, very much. Well, that's, I think that makes it accessible to really any reader. I mean, so like you said, the pictures really, really do draw you in. You're correct. John's artwork is really stunning, and I love that you can see the detail in it. But that was going to be my next question is, when you are writing something for kids, I guess, like, what's your process in thinking about how am I going to make this accessible to them, or what sort of message am I trying to get them to grab onto? Because you're right, kids can just go in so many different directions. They're so inquisitive.
That's right. And there's so much information mm-hmm. that you want when you study something. You know, I've got all these details that are floating around my head, and I have to pick the right words that children can read.
Right.
I don't want to pick some science word that is so, you know, convoluted and that they're just struggling, you know? So I have to pick the right words. Like one of the words I picked for this book was fern ice, F-I-R-N.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I thought it was something that the kids could pronounce. And then I had one adult reader send me an email. He was laughing because he thought I had misspelled the word.
Yeah.
You know, and because he had never heard of fern ice. And I said, well, here's something that a kid can sound out.
Yeah.
And they can learn about how a glacier is formed by these layers of fern ice.
Yeah.
And so I have to pick those words carefully, and I love introducing new words for kids. They can go home and tell their parents, you know, hey, do you know what fern ice is, mom and dad?
Yeah.
But I try to be careful so that the child can easily read the book and become engaged through storytelling. They're all nonfiction books, what I've written, but I try to present facts through story.
Yeah.
One child, a third grader, once called my books story fact books.
Okay.
And then in the back of the book, I usually have a glossary and an author's note that gives more information for parents and librarians.
Yeah. It's so funny you mentioned the fern ice thing, because when I was reading through the book, I had the exact same. I'm like, I've never heard of fern ice before. That's that's new and unique. So, yes, it's wonderful. In the book, you describe how glaciers are formed, which is a very long process, correct? But you have to like get it to where the book can move forward.
Yes, it is a long process. Although what I learned, you know, I always thought that when I looked at a tidewater glacier coming into the sea with maybe 20 stories worth of ice that are calving into the ocean, which is really a spectacular thing to witness.
Yes,
and I had mistakenly always thought that ice, particularly on the bottom of those big icebergs, had to be quite old.
Sure.
And what I learned from the glaciologist was that's not true, because the glaciers are moving all the time.
Right.
That the ice actually isn't that old. But if you go up to ice fields where it's more stationary, that's not moving, that's where you find the core samples with the oldest ice. And I think they've measured the oldest ice of any glacier in Alaska is about 30,000 years old.
Wow.
And that's up in the Wrangell-St. Elias Mountains in the national park there. There's an area that has a basin, kind of a swale, where the ice just continues to increase in depth because there's so much snow in that area.
Right.
And then if you go down deep enough, you get into the really old stuff.
Yeah.
No, so that would be sense.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. No, thanks for explaining that, because I've made these same assumptions as a guy who grew up in Alaska. So we've got just a couple of minutes left, but lastly, or just a couple more things. I wanted to ask of the 12 books that you've written, has there been one that's really that was like really near? And I mean, I'm sure they're all near and dear to your heart, but has one stood above the rest? Or what's your favorite book that you in your series? Or is that like asking what's your favorite child?
It is sort of like asking what your favorite child is, because each one you sort of develop this relationship with. It's like kind of a love affair with a subject.
Absolutely.
Of course, the first one is always special. And I wrote that for my oldest daughter, who's now 37. Her favorite animal when she was 4 years old was caribou.
Okay.
And there was no book out on caribou. So A Caribou Journey was a natural one for her. But then I've had many other ones, like Arctic Lights. Arctic Nights is a book about the light of Alaska and how it changes in the northern lights. And and that was a special book because I learned so much about light.
I'm sure.
And part of the joy of being a writer and a science writer is you're always meeting new scientists, interesting people, and you're learning new concepts that you try to share with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so each one is a journey, and I love that journey. And the Glaciers Are Alive book I'm happy about, particularly for Sitkins, because most of the animals in this book live around Sitka too.
Right.
And we've got harbor seals and sea otters and puffins and murrelets, and a lot of the animals that are featured in this book are also here in Sitka. So that kind of makes me extra happy.
Yeah. So coming up this weekend on Saturday, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on at the library?
Yeah. It's the beginning of the summer reading program.
Wonderful.
And so we're doing a 10:30 program. Everybody's invited, kids and families. And you can register for the summer reading program, and there'll be prizes, and this is something that will go on, you know, the whole season. So this is kind of the kickoff, from what I understand. And so come one, come all, and we'll have, I'm going to do a program and a reading and show some things about the bookmaking process that
Wonderful.
Kids might be interested in.
Yeah.
And we'll also have a few books there if people want an autograph book.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning and for explaining your book and process. And it's wonderful to meet you. And congratulations on 12 books.
Yeah, thank you so much, Andrew,
and
for having me.
Yeah. All right. Stick with us. I'll be back in just a few minutes with an updated weather forecast. You're listening to Morning Edition.